This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. The big news in infectious disease is that a second person in the United States has tested positive for a form of bird flu called H5N1. The first case was in 2022 in Colorado. The second one is in Texas. Both infected people survived. Overseas, Cambodia reported 4 cases, 3 children and an adult. One of those died. Sound familiar? Well, the parallels to COVID are disturbing. I want to tell you, though, why I think this is a huge deal and worthy of far more attention than the CDC is providing. Not long ago, politicians from both parties came together to review the research and decide how to better prepare for future epidemics. But things have changed. Today, no politician wants to take on vaccines. Even the CDC is scared of vaccine politics. David Bunn is a poultry and public health expert who has worked worldwide.
Well, I think bird flu is underestimated in terms of its potential harm to the public in the U.S.
The virus is known to be transmitted from bird to bird, and recently from bird to animal. It kills hundreds of thousands of chickens and ducks and turkeys. Remember the shortage of turkeys last Thanksgiving? It was due to bird flu. Now the CDC has reported 2 cases in different states with the transmission from cows to humans, most recently a dairy farm worker. The fear is that one of these viral strains of bird flu mutates and acquires the ability for sustained human-to-human transmission. It could be devastating, as lethal or more lethal than COVID.
In more than one way, either mutation or what's called reassortment, the virus could change very quickly and all of a sudden spread easy human-to-human. If that happened, well, it would go around the globe in a few months. And if that happened, you're talking about tens of millions of people potentially dying.
15 years ago, when a different strain of bird flu was spreading from birds to humans, scientists developed some vaccines. But states and the federal government made the decision not to stockpile the vaccine.
What we need to have is a stockpile with an updated vaccine for the current version of bird flu. Even if we already have a similar vaccine, it would still take months to produce it in the numbers that we would need to distribute it. And those months might mean millions of lives lost.
Aside from a vaccine, what we can do to stop this from moving into humans is minimize the opportunity for the virus to mutate. Where this is most likely to happen is through the exchange of genetic material between bird flu and the human seasonal flu virus. The last thing we want is for a poultry worker who has the seasonal flu to go to work in a poultry farm. The genetic material from the bird flu can combine with the worker's seasonal flu. In this way, the worker becomes the mixing vessel for the 2 gene pools. This combination of 2 viruses would give bird flu a doorway to infect humans and spread the disease. What should happen is at the beginning of each shift, sick poultry workers should be tested with a simple, inexpensive rapid test for seasonal flu before they start working. The bottom line is that we are not technically prepared for a bird flu epidemic, and we are not politically prepared. But our lives may depend on tackling this virus head on. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.